Clare in Kiribati. I'm using the local pronunciation of Kiribati, not Kiribati. On Clare's Skype, the beach mixed every coral colour. The sheen saw George transforming their soft bedroom in her mother's Mount Druitt house to a Micronesian dusk. But this South Tarawa beach was much too empty. They had waited for the Afghani man, Farjad, now for hours, but the boat that Clare had hired for her old friend Auntie to smuggle him from Nauru was off air. She said, maybe the American stepped in and snaffled him already before Australia traded him to them. If that's so, he may have actually known something he suggested about what did happen to Ayatollah Mike in Afghanistan. George said, my best information from a Langley bloke in his cups is that Mike's plane crash was a straight retaliation by Iran for the Soleimani assassination, but that no one knows if Mike still runs the anti-Iranian section, is in hiding, retired, plucked off home, or dead. She said, well, Farjad said he knew. He is a nice boy anyway, and it would be a shame if they Guantanamo him. Artie said she liked him right away. At this stage, said George, they might Guantanamo Artie. The beach, built on coral with a crisp palm clump and clinging rusty garbage, remained empty. He was just as anxious as Clare. He said, by now, could the Chinese be involved? They're packed with Kiribati to dredge the land up against global warning, finance local welfare there in the archipelago, not extract cheap labour like Australia, was the reason Australia stopped Micronesia heading the Pacific Forum, so the five countries left it, including Guam, said Clare. Really odd, but the Americans must have gone along with the betrayal, even though it was the American ambassador from Guam who lost his job. I'd hate to be an American ambassador. They get shivved as much as the spies. It's a type of operant conditioning, suggested George. They think the uncertainty makes them loyal. But where was Farjad? The fragile beach was empty. George said, also, the new Kiribati leader won't recognise Taiwan. She was juggling three sources on her phone. They don't know where he is, she sounded afraid. But George said that interference might be Auntie's boat. Indeed, the Skype shook and splintered in archipelagos of stars. When it was steady, the beach contained the Afghani youth and Auntie. Clare was angry with relief. I was too worried. Where were you? We had to explain, explained Farjad, but it's okay now. I'm going to China. And Auntie said, you can pay me in Bitcoin. Anyway, I'm going home. Even when the Skype was off and Clare and George relaxed slowly together, the whole room still dusked with Kiribati's coral sky.